currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Erica Sanford at the news desk, stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Erica.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where every week you can engage with your community by discovering the latest developments in citywide events. I'm Erica Sanford. The lives of hundreds of dogs changed for the better last Saturday when K-Dog, Kirkland's dog advocacy group, unleashed scores of pooches into Jasper's Park, the city's first off-leash dog park.
I was actually pretty impressed with how big it was, and when I came here, I was expecting more kind of like the Marymore setup, but coming up the hill, too, it gives a good exercise area, so I like it.
It's a great community asset, built by the community, funded by the community, and I want to give a special shout out to Ms. Jean. Dogs, are we ready? Let's get a big howl for you guys. Oh, woo!
The one-acre park devotes most of its space to a general dog area where small dogs can fraternize with big dogs. At Jasper Park, however, you don't always have to run with the big dogs. That's because one-sixth of the park is devoted exclusively to the little dogs.
It's the first time she's ever had anything like this, but it's nice to have it in the neighborhood.
This was one of several characteristics influenced by K-Dog and its partners.
We're incredibly lucky to have help from a lot of different groups, from our K-Dog meetup members, from local neighborhood associations, from local church groups, from the Juanita High School Honor Society, Habitat for Humanity. We're just, we can't name them all at this time, but we've got a lot of help from people and we're really grateful. We had an Eagle Scout who built our poop bag dispensers, and one of our members, Significant Other, made the kiosk, community kiosk that's up there as well. So we were really fortunate to have a tremendous amount of volunteer labor that helped to shape this park.
Another was the ground covering. 8 inches of highly absorbent cedar bark known as hog fuel. K-Dog won a $19,000 grant from Petco last July that paid for all of it. The park idea began in earnest back in 2008 when Gene Guth invited other dog owners to join in the effort of creating a space within Kirkland where dogs can roam free. In November 2010, the city council designated a little more than an acre of Totem Lake's heron-filled wetlands to a dog park. And since then, Guth and her fellow advocates have rallied school groups, church groups, and business groups to contribute to the idea. K-Dog carried the project from concept to completion in a little more than 3 years. And that's fast. But for one pooch, it wasn't quite fast enough.
My dog, Jasper, died almost 2 years ago. I'm very honored that the park is named after him, and it wasn't my intent going forward, but it's very humbling and wonderful to have it, so I wish he were here to enjoy it.
My dog loves it, so, I mean, anything that's okay with him is good.
This is awesome, because it's very close to our house.
We had a small one in our neighborhood, but, I mean, a fourth of the size of this, and then we actually volunteered to help out and build this, so we're glad to be here.
Every pet requires a little room to roam. If a dog or cat roams too far and for too long, however, it is lost. And unless that dog is licensed with King County, that pet will end up in an animal shelter, if it's lucky. If its owners did license it, however, King County's Animal Control will find it and return it to its doorstep free of charge. This is one of the benefits of licensing your pet, and currently it's a benefit that applies to only 6,200 of Kirkland's 43,000 dogs and cats. King County and the City of Kirkland are trying to make pet licensing a higher priority for pet owners. The city will include these brochures in your February utility bill. For pet license information and costs, visit kirklandwa.gov and type pet services in the search bar.
Thank you.
The city council decided to purchase the 5.75-mile Kirkland segment of the East Side Rail Corridor in December. Now it must decide how to pay the $5 million price. And it wants your input. The city's financial administrators have created three viable payment options, and you can vote on each of them and provide feedback at kirklandwa.gov before February 15th. The first option is to use some money the city had previously slated for parks and active transportation. This option would reallocate $1.6 million of the $4 million previously intended for the planning, development, or renovations of six city parks. Half of this money, about $855,000, would derive from renovation funds for Waverly Beach and Spinney Homestead Parks. Another $250,000 would come from sidewalk and crosswalk projects each year for 4 years. Combined, this would contribute $1 million. The remaining $1.5 million would come from real estate excise tax reserves, which pays for some capital projects and buys property. The second method of payment would rely on bonds approved by the City Council. Kirkland would use existing revenue sources to pay back the bonds, a plan that would require the city to pay $285,000 every year for 20 years. While no specific projects would be cut under this option, the $285,000 would have to be paid each year before other parks and transportation projects could be funded. King County's Parks Levy will also help pay for the corridor if voters authorize it next year. The final way to pay for the corridor is for Kirkland's registered voters to approve a park bond and use a portion of that money for the corridor. Kirkland voters approved a park bond back in 2002. This is one of the ideas the 50-member Park Funding Exploratory Committee has been considering since it formed earlier last year. To voice your preference, visit kirklandwa.gov by February 15th. The city is encouraging citizens and property owners to participate in a discussion about Kirkland's two neighborhood business zones at a February 9th Planning Commission meeting. One of the zones is located in the South Rose Hill neighborhood on the northwest corner of 132nd Avenue Northeast and Northeast 70th Street. The other is located in the Moss Bay neighborhood on Lake Street South. Back in November, Kirkland City Council put construction in both of those zones on hold for 60 days. After a public hearing in January, council members continued the moratorium until May 15th. Council members are using this time to study how well the neighborhood business zone defines a development size, its number of residential units, and how well it fits into the surrounding neighborhood. These are questions many residents have expressed over a proposed project on Lake Washington Boulevard called Patala Village. The Patala Village proposal would include 6,200 square feet of commercial space, 143 residential units, and underground parking for 316 vehicles. The neighborhood business zone is the lowest intensity of Kirkland's 47 commercial zones. It's designed for smaller retail businesses that serve their immediate neighborhoods. Grocery stores and department stores are found in Kirkland's more intensity commercial zones. The Planning Commission meeting on the 9th will start at 7 p.m. in the Council Chambers at City Hall. Hundreds of volunteers will converge on Crestwoods Park at 10 a.m. on February 11th to plant a new forest. It's all a part of an effort to revive Crestwood's aging canopy and mitigate the carbon dioxide Pearl Jam emitted during its 2009 world tour and to offset their carbon footprint. To lend a hand, visit forterra.org/events. One final calendar note for this week. The community open house on the new Finn Hill Fire Station that was postponed recently due to the snowstorm has been rescheduled for February 8th, 7 p.m. at Finn Hill Junior High School. For more information, go to the website shown below. Remember, you can access any episode of Currently Kirkland on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to KirklandTV@kirklandwa.gov. Thanks for watching Currently Kirkland.